Silky Girl.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to another episode of Scary Movie and Chill. I'm your co-host, Bonds. I'm a little high.
She ate a fucking gummy. Is it the ones that you said that
give you? No, okay. Because I didn't want to be comatose.
Yeah, so let's say you're just telling me how these other ones like knock you the fuck out. And so therefore.
They literally put me in a coma. No, I only have one left of mine. I'm here with. What's your name?
Wild. Wild Cherry Pepsi.
Anyways, what's new with you, Michael? Let's get right into
it. Let's just do it.
What have you been doing?
Well, Bonnie, I worked on that. You're done. I worked on that commercial shoot.
Oh, how was that?
It went well. I mean.
What'd you do?
We had the pre-light rehearsal day, which was like super helpful because we had a ton of stuff to do. Yeah, we had a bunch of stuff to do, and so we did that on that first day, and then like the shoot went off pretty good. Usually, you know, like when you work on certain sets, you know, in the morning everyone's, you know, like, kind of, you know, comes.
Yeah,
in rested.
I know about set life.
Yeah, they come in pretty, you know, rested, and you'll work pretty good and pretty fast and efficient, and then a lot of the times, like after lunch, everyone gets that like.
They ate too much.
Yeah, exactly. Sluggish. And of course, they were serving mashed potatoes. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Coma food.
And so, but luckily, though, no one. Charles, why are you looking like that?
Kind of looks like an old lesbian lady. Yeah. I don't know why I thought of that, but he just kind of did.
But everybody actually didn't get it. So we just like trucked through. We actually finished an hour early.
Oh.
And. All the folks there seemed to like me. The cat just jumped on my lap.
She took a beeline
over there to come sit over.
This
here.
Is what happens when you come to Mikasa. You have to endure my animals.
Okay.
Love it.
She's rubbing her head. Rubbing her head on my wiener. Stop.
Ew, Michael.
She literally headbutted my wiener. What are you doing over here?
Gross.
Stop rubbing your head on my wiener.
Stop trying to assault my animal.
She's assaulting me. Your wiener.
She's aggressive with the headbutts. Pet her belly.
Wiener head.
She'll give you a little nip.
Hey, that's enough. That's enough. I don't know what you're doing.
Don't get Charles excited. He'll chase her. Don't.
Anyway,
if you act like you're upset at the cat, he's like ready to.
Well, she's headbutting my wiener.
To cop.
So what do you think is on my pants?
She just wants attention. Hey, she's stuck for attention.
What are you doing on my pants? That you ow ow. What do you see?
Just pet her. Okay. She's running.
Are there ghosts?
On you.
Are there ghosts here? How? She just bit me. I'm sure the audience is like loving this. I'm like, oh, just a play by play.
Two animals that bite.
She literally is just like clawing and.
She's all jacked up. I gave her catnip.
Okay. Anyway,
high off the nip.
But it was a good shoot, and then we all like partied. Afterwards, well, like by party, it was like we all went and like the producers were just like buying people drinks at the hotel, and just chilled in the hot tub.
Hot tub.
Yeah, it was a hot tub, and they had a heated pool.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
where
cool.
Was it in Palm Springs?
Yeah, it's called Arrive. Was the name of the hotel.
How cold was it out there?
I mean, it got pretty chilly at night. I mean, it's the usual. The second the sun goes down in the desert.
Yeah.
Whoop. So that's why I got like my throat's a little. My throat's a little sore from because I, you know, my job on set is to like make sure everybody knows what's going on. So it's a lot of like loud talking and talking, and I'm pretty sure I weirdo. Stop! I just know that her claws are. She's gonna jump and she's gonna dig.
Just don't freak out because then Charles goes on high alert.
I know. All right, but yeah, and then like the next morning, on Tuesday, everyone flew out at like 8 in the morning because they're all from New York.
Nice.
And so I was just like, you know, it was one of those days where, like, you know, usually when I go and do any of these like travel things, I like leave. I like to leave early in the morning and just like try to beat traffic.
Mm.
But then I was looking at it, I was like, well, no, I can't leave early in the morning because I'm going into the city.
Rush hour.
And so I would have to leave at like 3 in the morning to try and beat traffic. And so I was like, fuck it. And so I just like hung around and, you know, just moseyed around the hotel and just, you know, slept in, relaxed.
Nice. Michael had a little vacation. Yeah,
and I got paid.
Nice. I'm making money. Cha-ching. Speaking of cha-ching.
Because literally, it's crazy. I literally filled out my unemployment on Sunday for last week when I didn't work. And that was officially my last week of unemployment.
Wow.
So how crazy is that? That like, I'm done. That's it. And I can't, there's no more money coming.
You can't reapply?
No, not until my, you have 1 year of this whole thing to, and it has to run out. So I can't apply. I can't reapply again until May.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And so this came at the perfect time because the money that I have now will pay for January rent. And then, you know, this in theory, you know, half of this paycheck can go to February rent. You know, just make sure that I store some off to the side. But I gotta, I mean, it's high alert. I gotta figure shit out. It sucks.
Oh, so you can't reapply.
No. So, like literally the paycheck I get from unemployment this week and then the paycheck I get next week.
That's it.
And then I gotta figure out.
The fuck?
How to make money.
Michael.
Yep.
Time to start OnlyFans. I just saw this article about all these people that make a shit ton of money on OnlyFans.
But there's also a ton of people that don't make any money. Right? Have you saw somebody, I saw this tweet.
You just have to have a sparkling personality, Michael.
I saw somebody tweet once. Is this chick tweeted. She goes, imagine starting an OnlyFans and being like, yo, here's my tits. And everyone's like, nah.
No, thanks.
Could you imagine, like, if you had, like,
big crush
to
your ego.
Especially, like, because it's like, you think that there's at least some people out there that would want to, you know, see your hoo-ha and butthole or whatever. But the fact that, like, you know, some people go out there and they're like, because, well, there's those people that talk about it. People
like to want to see buttholes, just not your butthole.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, people, like, talk about, too, like, they make $25 a month or something. Like, I mean, it's just like, why are you even doing it if you're making so little?
I guess any money is better than no money.
I guess so. And I mean, if you really think about it, what are you doing? Are you sitting around just diddling yourself and filming it?
Might as well make some money.
I guess. Buy you some groceries, I guess. But yeah, that was my week. Nothing super major. Just the usual. Just, you know, wake up in the morning, spiral all day, take some edibles and try to
pray for sleep.
Yep, exactly. And then, you know, occasionally I'll go golfing with my buddy. And, you know, that's... Hey, why are you doing that? Why are you weird? Your cat's weird. She has her whole fucking head in my shoe.
You came over here with your smelly stuff and she's sniffing it.
She likes it. Stanky
shoes.
No, she likes it. Anyways, and then... you know what I did find on the way home from golf today?
Mm.
I've been looking it up before, the archery range. There's an archery range in Woodley. You know, I have that bow and arrow now.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. I got a bow and arrow. I told you about that. Like, when I was telling my dad when he still worked at Cabela's, I was like, oh, yeah, I was thinking of just getting one because, like, I remember having one as a kid. And I've, like, there's, like, I read a book where they just talk about how, like, it's also kind of like a, I mean, the book is called, like, Zen and the Art of Archery, where they just talk about how it's, like, a very, it can kind of just be, like, one of those, like, mindful things, you know, where you're just, like, very focused on things. It's a very easy kind of a task.
Mm-hmm.
To do somewhat. And so I was like, yeah, I was thinking about getting in, you know, just doing that. And then he was like, well, his response was, well, I got a badass bow. I was like, all right, well, that's not what I asked you.
Are you going to tell me about it?
Yeah, I was like, I was asking
you. Give it to me.
I know. I was asking you what kind of bow I should buy. I didn't ask if yours was
offering.
And then that's what he did. He's like, oh, no, I was telling you I have a badass bow that I can give you because he's so old now. He's got super bad arthritis in his shoulders. So he's like, I can't even use it anymore. And I was like, send it over. So he sent it and it's got like 10. So
Michael's been cosplaying as Robin Hood. during the day in between Rambo, his spiraling
Rambo.
And
Rambo. Slumber. John Rambo. Stallone. I'm like, I'm your worst nightmare.
That's from Rambo 2. It's or Rambo 3. I'm
your worst Your impressions nightmare. Are terrible.
What are you nuts? What are you nuts? Listen to that one more time.
Buddy.
It's because I got this, my throat's all like scratchy.
Anyways.
From like, this.
I'm your worst nightmare.
What's going on, Michael?
You just asked me that, you high piece of shit.
You hear how he talks to women?
You were fucking high that asked me the same question 10 minutes ago.
I was joking. I just,
no, you weren't. You, you were, a, I'm watching
take
you.
Take it forever and say no, whatever so
I'm telling
you say.
I'm telling you about the archery range. So I'm going to, maybe I'll go check out the archery range tomorrow or sometime this weekend.
Wow.
So anyways.
Look at you.
Gee, Bonnie, what's new with you?
So glad you asked, Michael. So. We're back. God. Every time we do it, it's dumb. It's not even funny. Anyways, so speaking of ka-ching, we got the email today telling us what our bonus is going to be and our, what is it called? Our wage, our salary increase.
Oh. Is it hefty?
They did it weird this year. They just like gave us the bonus and the whatever, the salary info. And then they're like, oh, next week, schedule time for your, to go over your review. I'm like, do we even need to? You already gave me like, you know, I don't know. So
yeah, right. They did it weird this year. I don't care what you have to say. You already gave me the money.
I know. It's like.
Is it a good bonus, Bonnie?
It was pretty good. Pick up bonus.
Sweet.
And then pick up bonus.
Is it going to be good and then they're going to tax it like 75%?
Oh, yeah. But then, you know, our godforsaken country has to take their piece of the pie. So
Ukraine needs it, Bonnie.
I get a little bit back. But this is going to come out next week. So I can say that I'm surprised my brother. Well, it's not a surprise because I had to ask him. If were to have an Amazon package delivered to his house, I got him a Christmas tree and lights and a stocking.
Oh, you're so nice with all your bonus money. Spent it all on a Christmas tree?
Not all of it. Oh. But
well, that's nice of you.
Yeah, because my brother had his tree taken away, so he can't be without a tree. So I sent that. The stocking is really cool. It's a Grateful Dead stocking. My Christmas tree looks good. I changed up the color scheme this year. We did blue and dark blue, light blue, white, silver, sparkles. I like it. It's like retro.
On a black tree.
On a black tree. I think next year I might do white again or get a flocked one. I've had a white tree before. Maybe I should do flocked. I like the flocked.
What the fuck is a flocked tree?
It's like when it's like real tree, but they put the white stuff on it to make it look like snow.
Oh.
I like it. But anyways, yeah, so that's going to get delivered on Saturday. I told them Saturday. So hopefully they don't have fucking porch pirates like out there like they do here.
Does he know what he's getting or does he?
No, I just said what.
Just send me the address.
Because like when I put in his address, it was like, can we deliver to the front door or the back door? And I'm like, oh, maybe it should go to the back because people won't see it. Because if someone drives by, they could see a package on
it. Right. And especially
porch.
If it's big, too.
Yeah, so it's like a 6-foot tree.
Yeah, they might try to.
So he said front, so hopefully no one takes it. And yeah, our holiday party is tomorrow.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
And unfortunately, it's going to be the last party that
forever?
At Kraft.
Why?
Have you ever been to Kraft?
Oh, the restaurant?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, it's going out of business.
No. Oh. Is it, the federal by me is going out of business.
Oh, you said that. When's the last day?
I think it was maybe this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're having our holiday party tomorrow, and I invited Tati. It's mom's night out. Two moms on a night out.
You're not a, I mean.
I have two critters that need my love, care, and attention.
And if you're not here, look at Charlie. You're not here, and then your cat goes around headbutting wieners.
She learned it from
she's. Watched you with all your gentlemen callers.
She hasn't. I've not had any men here since I got the cat.
Maybe.
Oh my God. Yeah. Womp, no one has been here womp. Since I got the cat. I got the cat last October or November.
I thought it was November.
I think November, I guess.
Yeah, because you'd just gotten her and we went to Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah,
you'd
yeah.
You only had her for like a couple of weeks or something.
She had to be left alone when right. we went to Thanksgiving. Yeah, it was November last year I got her.
Yeah, and you were like, oh, I don't know. Came back.
She's no
like,
one's Wah! Met Vivi. It's just been you and me, Wah! And that's it. Yeah, I haven't seen her since we did that brunch we did in the summertime.
Yeah, yeah, that...
She's busy.
Yeah.
So, anyways,
Bonnie picked the movie this week. So
I picked it because someone had to pick something good.
I saw that you found a cool GIF of the truck.
You better watch out. Got it. Okay, this movie was on our list that I posted on our Instagram.
Yep.
What were you saying?
It's cool that you found the GIF of the truck flying yeah, off of the...
That person follows our us.
Oh, they do? Instagram. Oh, that's great.
I don't know if it's a girl or a guy. It's called Grins from the Grave.
Okay.
And it's the Instagram account that I followed. And I saw that post. And I was like, that's funny because we just watched the freaking movie.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well done. That like really made me laugh.
No, that was great because I was thinking about that when we were done. I was like, I wish we could... I'm sure if you go home and just Google how to... get all that stuff. I'm pretty sure if anything, you screen, go home and watch Prime screen record or whatever, so you can get the video. Cause I was like, people to see just how ridiculous this is. Like out of all of this, like at the very end, this happens.
Yeah.
And the van just like flies out and it
the
just
GIF
looks,
was basically the van right, going to the moon.
Right. Exactly. Which is like the absolute most ridiculous.
It was so good. I think they made it too. Cause they had it stamped watermarked with, with the Instagram handle.
Are we inspiring GIFs?
I don't know. Around the internet? I just thought the timing of that was funny because we just posted about Christmas Evil and then they made that. but the best part was the song. You better watch out. You better watch out. You better watch out. You better watch out. So funny. Anyways, so this movie was on that list that I posted today on our Instagram. It's like the 10 top 10 Christmas horror
like 10
movies
or 15,
or something.
Right?
Actually, no, 17, I think. 17. And this movie was on it. Where is the movie?
Just hit skip.
I got it under control.
Do you?
Did you listen to the last episode, Michael? Of course not.
No, I was working.
Oh, you can't listen to anything when you're working?
No, I can't. I'm on set.
You had to drive back. Michael, this is the thing. Michael never listens to our podcast.
I have a hard time listening to my voice.
I pour my blood, sweat, and tears into editing, and you can't even be bothered to listen to your own work product?
Because I do listen to some, and like I have a hard time listening to my voice. My voice is shrill.
You just listen to it for the sound quality. I bumped up the sound.
The first line of this movie is, "You butt fucker."
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
You remember
when you used to call people a butt munch?
Yes. Or butt head.
Yeah,
but it was serious.
No, I remember
it was really serious when
I called somebody a butt head once, and the two things we couldn't say in our house was butt head and shut up.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we had things we couldn't
say. And then my neighbor, I was like, yeah, butthead. And she was like, my mom won't let me say butthead. She's like, you just call somebody a butthole then.
Butthole, yo. Okay, so this movie came out in
2018.
My silky lady is now in my lap. Is that too loud? Oh, she almost hit a black cat. It came out in 2016. It's a horror/comedy. And who do we know in this movie?
It's very HD. Virginia Madsen's in it. The guy that plays Putty from Seinfeld is in it. The guy that plays Putty.
Oh, this guy looks like Dax Shepard.
He is in it.
Ed Oxenbould?
Oh, no.
He looks like Dax Shepard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know who that guy is.
Psych. Levi Miller. Patrick Warburton.
That's what I said, Putty from Seinfeld.
Putty. Okay.
My favorite... I mean, there's so many great Putty moments from Seinfeld. The best is when they're on the airplane.
He's like, you're going to hell.
She's like, do you need a book or anything? He's like, no. She's like, you don't want to read anything? Just listen to music or anything? You're just going to stare at the back of that seat for 9 hours? He's like, yeah.
His delivery was so great.
And then like, Like 20 minutes later, she's like, you know what? I can't handle it. We're through.
Yeah, I love it. Elaine was the best.
I love Putty.
The synopsis of this movie is...
Woozas, already some butts. What?
On a quiet suburban street, a babysitter must defend a 12-year-old boy from intruders, only to discover it's far from a normal home invasion. That was really hard to read.
Bonnie never learned how to read. This movie is shot with, like... There's, like, these weird filters where everybody's skin literally looks like it's painted. Like, there's no... like, there's so much makeup. Look how, like, flawless. Wow. Like, there's no lines or anything.
Very, like, buffed
out. I mean, granted, they're, you know, like, teenage boys, but still.
Two boys getting ready to crack socks all night long. Does this remind you of your childhood, Michael?
Too much hair.
Ooh, Virginia Madsen. I want a chair like that. He's sitting in a chair that looks like a hand. And don't forget to wipe your ass. Kids love it when you remind them of stuff like that.
I just watched Uncle Buck the other day.
I own that movie.
It's so funny. I love that when he's just like, did you brush your teeth? He's like, sure did. And he's like, you know, I got a buddy down at the crime lab. And I can sit it down. He does all that bit. And then you're like, we gotta start brushing our teeth if that's true.
So funny.
I love that. I love that movie. He's like, does she like me? He's like, no. He's like, is it the hat? It's probably the hat. A lot of people, this hat, it bothers them.
I love that movie. I own it, but you know what? I think I've purchased it like 3 times I just wanted to watch it.
Yeah, it's on Prime right now for free.
Oh, great. I know what I'm doing this weekend.
It's
okay, Vivi. Good grief. No peace. I get no personal space and no peace in this house. These kids look like they're wearing a lot of foundation.
That's what it is, yeah. Like, it's just everybody's, like, powder-coated.
Oh, Putty looks like he really dyes his hair.
Yeah, I mean, the dude's probably, like, 60-something now.
You think?
He's got a look. Yeah. All those folks are probably...
Looks like he dyes his eyebrows also.
I mean, they're probably, like, late 50s. I would
suburban
just, like,
life.
If my kid was this like awkward nerdy kid, I don't know. But like, what do you do when your kid's this like? This kid is like a weakling little nerd.
We don't make them feel bad.
Yeah,
for being awkward. Because then you're gonna give them a fucking mental disorder.
Yeah, well, probably better than being a little nerd, right? Oh
my God, Michael. Okay, Joe Rogan.
A little nerd.
Shut up.
First of all, how's that even Joe Rogan?
It sounds like something he would say.
What would you know?
Because he's an idiot. What? Doesn't even read the fucking articles that he talks about. He's so stupid. I don't like that guy. Anyways, I guess he's going to see Steph Tolov in January.
Who?
I impulse bought a ticket. She's going to be at the Comedy Store, I think, with like a new show or something. And she posted the tickets yesterday, and they're only $10. So I was like, well, I guess I'm going to get that.
Nice.
I'm going to get that. And so I think it's January 2nd.
Why are these doorknobs so high? Look how tall, look how high up that doorknob is.
Yeah, it is. Or maybe he's really, no. Yeah, that is up really high. Anyways, today I went to go look on Canva for something, and you know what popped up?
What?
My 2020 vision board.
Oh, and how much of that vision is
like visible? 6 out of the 10 things I had on there came true.
Like what?
I didn't screenshot it, but it was like making new friends and.
So that one's not true.
Making more money.
Not
and
true.
And being successful.
Not true.
And travel to Europe or more traveling. And I have done more traveling and I traveled to Ireland over the past few years. I forget what the other ones were. But I was like really surprised. Now I'm going to make a new one.
Make a new one, Bonnie.
Yeah, because shit does happen.
I guess it does.
I was kind of surprised. She's not on the phone. She's looking at her pictures. Oh, God.
Well.
Spider. CGI spider. That was a crazy looking spider.
nerd. This nerd saving a spider.
Isn't that supposed to be bad luck if you kill a spider in your house?
Oh, dude, I don't know. Is that why my life sucks, Bonnie? Because I killed a bunch of spiders when
Michael,
I was a kid?
Does your life suck? In what way? I want a detailed spreadsheet.
It's just a big old fucking spiral.
Well, I'll tell you who went down a spiral.
Oh, no. Who?
Tuesday, I woke up very angry.
Why?
I woke up full of rage.
Why?
Because I don't think I've talked. No, I haven't said anything yet. But all summer, I've had to endure.
Also, real quick, she's literally talking out loud. She's like, maybe this kid will fall asleep early. She's inviting her boyfriend over, the babysitter.
Oh. She was not, that's what she was doing on the phone?
Yeah, she's talking to her boyfriend. She's trying to get him to come over so she can fucking bounce up and down on his ding dong.
Okay.
She's going to headbutt his wiener. Why are these doorknobs?
The doorknobs are so tall.
Seriously. What's
the
deal?
They're at like head level. What the fuck? Look at all the doors are so tall.
What's happening? Why is this like this?
Like that?
Would you ever why wouldn't they change that?
Anyways, like I was saying, all summer I've been dealing with someone. I think it's the property right next door to us. That house, they keep fucking cooking onions at like 5 in the fucking morning. So all summer, if I had my AC on, pulling air from the outside, my room would fucking reek like onions at like 5 in the morning. And I'd be like, what the fuck? Yikes. And then it went from like 2 days to 4 days. And I'm like, 4 days a week making onions at 5 in the morning? Like, you people need to go to fucking jail. You need to go directly to jail. You need to go to prison. And then you need to go to hell, because who eats onions? That's many onions at like 5 in the morning. It ain't right, Michael. It's demonic.
Yeah, right.
I sense demons.
Yeah.
I'm about to call Zach Bacon's.
maybe that's what they're doing, is they're luring out all the monsters here.
I was getting so pissed, like all summer, just onions. 4 fucking mornings out of the week. And now, Tuesday, all my windows are shut because it gets chilly at night. All my windows are shut. Tell me, why do I smell onions at 5 o'clock in the morning? My whole place smelled like onions inside my
airtight.
Place.
It's not airtight.
Foul. I was pissed. I was so pissed. And then one of my attorneys was giving me a hard time about something because he always...
She's a, why do you smell like onions?
He always has had the last word and he has to be right. And I was like, actually, well, I got time today. You want to fight? Let's fight about it. So I wrote him an email. I was like, this is how you were wrong. And I have proof. Here are the emails.
Boom.
And then he shut up.
And then Bonnie got fired.
I did not, actually. I got a bonus.
Oh.
And a salary increase.
Yeah. And then, well, yeah, exactly. They're going to have your interview and be like, actually, we're firing.
Actually, we're taking that back.
These people are just chugging champagne.
The babysitter is drinking champagne. These kids seem too old to have a babysitter.
Yeah, right?
They're like teenagers.
And if you think, especially if your kid's a little
and
nerd.
And now he's drinking the alcohol.
You know, no, he's the one that opened the champagne.
This guy's trying to shoot a shot with his babysitter.
Yeah, right? Which is weird because like he's probably what, like, I mean, this guy looks like he's like 13 or 14.
Landline. No one has a landline anymore.
They did in 2016.
What?
The thing that makes this movie weird is that it's too bright to feel like a horror movie. You know?
Maybe a little bit. Look at that long hallway. The hallway shot. You can't have a scary movie without a hallway shot. Michael, did you know that?
Oh.
Michael, did you know that?
You're done. They're just like chugging a bottle of champagne. Of all the things for you to like open and drink.
This kid has a lot of balls. She's also, for being a little twiggy kid.
It's because his friend told him to like nut up and like take care of it tonight. And so that's why he's drinking. He's getting the confidence.
Oh, liquid courage.
And the mood's been really tough on us, so be nice. Plus,
you're drunk, kiddo. I am not drunk, and I am not a kiddo.
He's 12.
He's
12? He doesn't look 12. That kid looks like he's 14.
Yeah, he does. Inappropes, lady. Inappropes.
Don't give this kid, like, older women sometimes try to think that they're helping a young kid out, being like, if I was your age, I'd date you.
Michael knows about older women.
Do I?
That's what you just said. Pizza guy just showed up. Who ordered pizza? This is when you get murdered.
These tall doors.
Their freaking door handles and locks are at
eyeball level. They literally looks like they're in a dollhouse. They're so little. They look so little.
Maybe this is a dollhouse. Maybe that's part of the movie. They're not real. They're just dolls. Okay, thanks. That looks like the Santa from Christmas Evil.
It does.
How did that Christmas ornament God. Get in the house? Oh, God. The kid's lighting a candle to set the mood.
It's his last night with his babysitter.
It's his last night with his baby wiener.
Yeah, exactly.
He's about grow to grow into a man. Is that how it works, Michael?
Making moves.
Whoa, this kid.
These are probably like magic mushrooms.
What? On the pizza?
Yeah, probably something like that. Look at that.
The babysitter's boyfriend. Ooh. She just ignored her boyfriend's phone call.
And then cut to...
Gluckin.
And then 2 seconds later, that kid fucking... 2 seconds later, that kid puts a gallon in her belly.
Michael. God. You always have to escalate things.
What are you talking about? It's 12 years. You're done. I'm in control here. You're done. She's going to... I bet he's going
to... I bet the lawn ornament's going to show up behind them in the living room.
No, there's somebody in the window. Look.
Wow. That's creepy.
That is creepy.
I think the kid's in on it.
No.
I'm uncomfortable.
Why, Bonnie?
Because they're young and it's making me uncomfortable.
You don't like watching kids kiss?
No.
Why not, Bonnie?
It's creepy.
It's funny how the movie on the TV they're watching
is the same.
Mimics the movie we're watching.
Easter egg.
The fact that they've been sitting here going back and forth and they haven't even finished one bottle of champagne and they're like, yeah. You're drunk!
They're kind of bad at drinking.
I mean, he is 12. The hose is outside. Who keeps a hose inside?
Why is the door open?
The door is open.
This movie.
Oh my God.
He dropped it in the fish tank.
An 8 plus. Wait a second.
This movie has a 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb, 88% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's not bad. I mean, it's not. I mean, I'll tell you what.
It's not horrible.
The actors are actually like. The
actors are good.
That's a.
There is weird a story.
Set. This feels like it's a set, which makes the doorknobs being this tall. So weird. Classic 12-year-old.
Kid's voice is going to crack. Just like his socks. Whoa. Hi. How are you? Oh, God, is that Matt Rife?
It's his friend.
Oh, it's his friend. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh, nerd. You showed up at the wrong time. Yeah, this is definitely like a built set is what it looks like. Because just the way it just has that look.
Yeah.
But again, look at all the fucking doors. Look it up. Wait, is there a reason why the doors are like this? Is it supposed to make you feel like we're in like a dollhouse or something?
Let me see if it's in the trivia.
Because this also kind of looks like it should be like a little bit like a Home Alone house.
Despite the American setting, the sets were constructed with the 1.44 meter or 4 foot 9 inch high door handles of an older Australian home, which American writer-director Chris Peckover called a source of distraction and frustration. What? Michael, you're playing right into what they wanted.
Oh, so he did it on purpose.
Yeah, apparently. That really pisses everyone off.
So Australians have doorknobs that are 4 feet high?
I guess.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe that way little it's people more, can't breathe. No, maybe it's more about like, you know, a lot of women run into doorways, door frames, doorknobs. And it's easier to run into them when they're 4 feet tall.
I'm sorry, what, Michael? What are you trying to say?
I'm alluding to Australians beat people a lot, and they use the door handles as a better excuse.
They beat people a lot? Sure. Where did that come from?
Isn't that always what they always say, is I fell on a doorknob or something? I ran into the door, is why they got a black eye?
What? I've never heard
You've never heard the ran into a doorknob?
No.
And that's why you got, oh my gosh.
Are you making this up?
Oh my gosh.
This is one of Michael's stories. The movie is set in a suburban street in a U.S. city that gets a reasonable amount of snow around Christmas. The city is not described, but it's not Pittsburgh, PA, as the lead actress says she is moving there. However, the set of the movie was actually in Sydney, Australia. This is an Australian movie.
Oh.
Because five of the teen actors are Australian. Also, the movie was filmed in January 2016 at the height of a Southern Hemisphere summer. This meant that the production crew had to create enough fake snow so that the house looked like it was set in the middle of northern U.S. winter. Wow. Of the seven key cast, only Patrick Warburton and Virginia Madsen are from the U.S. The rest are Australian actors.
They got some pretty good American accents.
Not bad.
Yeah, because usually you can...
For a kid.
Yeah, usually you can kind of tell. Sometimes, like, there's certain words that kind of come through a little odd,
mm-hmm.
especially with kids. That little kid just ran out and died.
Do you think he's playing a joke? Oh, sorry.
Oh.
That was an interesting camera angle.
Yeah, it was.
It made the fall seem a lot longer than it was.
Yeah, and it make you feel like you're falling.
Maybe this is Ricky doing all of this?
I don't know. But that kid's, her boyfriend? That kid's
got a boner. She's laying on top. His friend is dead in the backyard, but she's on top.
He's got a little pee in his pants. It's okay, because his friend is dead.
But he said he has pee in his pants.
Michael!
Okay.
You're nasty. You need to be destroyed. And that makes him want to crack a sock? Is that how it works, dude, Michael? You feel like cracking a sock when someone dies?
Everything's cracked.
You make an angel die when you crack your sock.
Well, there's no angels left in heaven.
Ew. Now he's going to cry.
What a puss.
He's a kid.
But the moment some chick's like, go get your dad's gun and let's shoot a robber, I'd be like, hell yeah, babe. You want to watch me kill someone?
Hell yeah, babe. Whatever you say, babe. Hell yeah, babe.
She's like, why do you have all these wet spots on your pants?
Like, you know why.
Michael.
You know why.
You're nasty.
Stay in the shadows. There are no shadows.
Uh-oh. There's a rustling outside. Shit, he's in the house. It's Santa. It's that lawn ornament come to life, you want to bet.
That's a really creepy, like, shadowy figure.
Yeah, it was.
Not going to lie.
Oh, there's someone upstairs, too. It's two people trying to scare them.
And they got a gun. So are they going to just, like, run around and, like, hide in this house?
Bro, you got time to run and hide. They're just, like, waiting.
That's why what you do is you create a, safe room under the stairs. So the stairs lift up.
Oh.
You go down and you go in there. And then what you do is
that what you're doing in your bunker house, Michael?
Yeah, and then what you do is you have this
when
like,
you move to really, the middle.
You have this really thick States. cement thing over
middle
it.
Middle America.
And then when they're in your house.
In your bunker.
You detonate it and blow
with
it.
With your
the
hamburger
fuck
helper.
Exactly. Like that house in Virginia. Like that's what. That's how you do it. You just, so the cops are like, knock, knock, knock.
They're going and you're to like, the attic. Like that guy didn't hear them pulling.
The yeah, right. And like that guy wouldn't be like, well, I guess I better check the attic.
Now they're going to have to go on the roof.
They better have a reason why these people are coming in here. I wonder if the parents set them up. Parents are like, My kid's a fucking nerd.
We got to scare the nerd out of him.
And we got to...
We got to give him PTSD so he'll have an edge.
Right. We got to get him... He's got to kill these people in front of the babysitter so he can fucking... Bang, dude.
Typical. Not listening to the babysitter.
I know, right? Well, he's trying to flex.
Oh, there's spiders in the fucking attic. Get the spider off of her, bro.
Why are they coming off the... I mean, I guess they just outed themselves.
There's a lot of spiders in the attic. What the fuck? Just gave yourselves away.
Wait, they're washing machines upstairs?
Why is the washing machine going?
Because she started the laundry.
Oh, there's a body in it.
Their washing machine is upstairs?
That's some weird. People have...
Why would you have an upstairs washing machine?
Because it's by your bedroom, so then you can just take your laundry to your room. I've seen that in modern houses.
Really?
Yeah. It's like more convenient than having it downstairs, because usually there's no bedrooms downstairs. Then you gotta like schlep your stuff upstairs.
I mean, I guess.
There's gonna be a Michael?
You're already done. If I turn this back on, are you gonna be annoying?
Huh? That was a body.
You're done.
Whoa. He's got a gun.
Yeah, he went to go get his dad's gun. I was just about to ask.
It's heavier than the whole upper portion of his body.
What are you, nuts? Of course you kill him.
These people are really taking their time inside the house. I know, whoever right? they are.
Is it loaded? Yes. The guy opens the door, and you just fucking shoot through the door.
He doesn't know how to hold the gun. The kid is really... He's really becoming a nuisance.
That's weird. These jump scares aren't very jump scary.
No.
There you go. He walks back in. He shows his body. Literally fucking shoot him.
Shoot him.
Literally fucking shoot him. Literally fucking shoot him right now.
Now's your chance.
Now's your chance. Shoot him. Shoot him. Shoot him. Kick the door open. Shoot him. Kick the door open. Shoot him. They're just sitting there staring. They have a gun.
Here comes the flashlight. He even looked under the bed.
But he's not looking. Like, the first place you look is in the fucking closet. Also, how do they not hear them breathing heavy? These are the worst
robbers. He's got a mask on. It covers his whole head.
I know.
Take that mask off. I knew it. What did I say? It's his friend fucking with them.
Whoa.
That's sick. Oh, shit. He was in on it. Wow. Plot twist.
He wasn't hoping for second
base. Now he's getting really pissed.
Uh-oh. He's... I'm going to go
with your dad's hunting stuff. No, Garrett, you stay right fucking there. Look.
He's going to kill her.
Yeah, they are.
Look at he literally has the eyes of a psycho now.
Ashley! What?
Wow.
There
already
it is.
Hitting women at such a young age.
He killed her, dude.
Now she should pretend like she's dead and fuck with them.
What the fuck did you just do?
Am I right?
Did he fuck with her? Is he fucking with his friend?
He pistol whipped her.
And he's like rubbing his chin with the barrel of a gun.
Because he's a child.
And his finger on the trigger.
He don't know no
she's
better.
She's not dead. I think she's just unconscious and then now. She's clearly, see, this her POV, she's tied up.
They took her fucking clothes off because they're perverts.
They probably cut around the nips and just have her nips popped out.
You would do that. Sicko.
There's no way those 12-year-olds didn't honk a hooter. Know what I mean?
My God. Everyone knows it's Mary Fuck Kill. Fuck Princess Bubblegum. You didn't say it in the right order.
They're talking about cartoons that they want to bang.
Because they're children. He had a fucking cutout in the window to make it look like someone was there. This kid is a young psychopath.
Yeah, they're definitely, like, things took a real,
Oh, speaking of a real turn, speaking of another plot twist, guess what I learned today?
Oh, no. What?
A certain ex-boyfriend is back in jail.
Oh.
He's like, surprisingly, what a quick turnaround that was. He's
good at being
back,
in jail.
Back in jail. Yeah, he's got a bunch of charges, too. I looked them all up.
These kids are doing drugs and drinking.
What drugs?
They're on Oxy.
Oh, isn't that supposed to make you sleep?
Yeah, that's why he's passing out.
Oh my God, speaking of drugs.
Oh, great. Drugs.
I am listening to the craziest book.
What is it about? Drugs?
Yeah. Well, not all about, but it takes up a good portion of the book. It's Julia Fox's book. She has led a crazy life.
I don't even know who that is.
What? Julia Fox? Uncut Gems. Remember all the memes? I was the muse on Uncut Gems. Everyone kept doing that a couple years ago.
Wait, I thought that was somebody else.
Julia Fox. Julia Fox was in the movie.
Oh, was in the movie?
Yeah.
Not the one saying Uncut Gems.
Yeah, she says it like, she says it weird. So everyone made her a meme. She's had the fucking craziest life, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
How like crazy her childhood? Is it?
Oh my God, you don't even know. She was addicted to heroin, but she like did like every drug, and she was a dominatrix. She made a shit ton of money being a dominatrix. She like had her own fashion line. When she was 16, she was dating like a 20-something who was like in a gang and a drug. He was a drug dealer, and he went to prison. Like, it was just like so many things. Like, I can't stop listening to it. I was listening to it up until you got here.
Oh wow!
I'm like almost 80% through the book.
Mm.
Yeah, I went through Britney Spears' book really quick. I listened to it all day yesterday,
and
or the day before, and finished it.
And
she's on a crazy life too.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, but it's like amazing that she still talks to her family after everything they did to her. She's a better person than me. I wouldn't put up with that shit.
See, this kid's smart. He's only 12 and he's threatening to kill her.
He's a psychopath.
He knows that at worst, he just goes to juvie for 6 years.
One might say a young Kevin. You know, I heard somewhere like, the guys that are like just...
She looks like Kristen Bell and Alicia Silverstone. Mixed.
Not Alicia Silverstone.
She looks like Kristen Bell there.
Yeah.
Front. See? That's Alicia Silverstone.
No.
Brittany Murphy.
No way. Definitely not Brittany Murphy. Was he propositioning
her?
What
were you saying?
I don't know. You made me lose my train of thought.
She has a concussion. This needs to stop immediately.
I was really hoping that they still, sometimes at the office they have, oh, actually, I have to check a different floor, but sometimes they have Truly on tap.
Ew.
Yeah.
Gross.
But now they have like two Pilsners on my floor. I wonder if it's different on the other floors. I should go do a little look-see and see who's got the Truly so I can pre-party before the party.
Gross.
I haven't had a Truly in a minute. You know, I just like haven't been drinking. When was the last time I had a drink? I just don't have like an urge to like drink like I used to. Like I don't even keep it in the house anymore. Like I don't buy drinks.
I don't either. The only time I
don't have wine.
The only time I drink is if I go golfing.
Last time I had wine, it was giving me heartburn. It kind of was the worst.
Yeah, I can't do. I literally can't even have a sip of wine without getting heartburn. So I don't drink it.
So many things can be heartburn these days. So my alcohol consumption just really
do the apple cider vinegar. That helps.
Really?
I was doing. I'd take a tablespoon a day. But you do a tablespoon and then you just like water, like mix it with like, I will just mix it with apple juice just to kind of like dilute it a little.
Mm-hmm.
And you just do that in the morning. And I used to have to, if I knew I was going to be drinking beer, I would have to preemptively start taking like heartburn medication.
Yeah.
And now
you just do apple cider vinegar.
I do apple cider vinegar. And well, and of course my diet's changed. Everything's like, you know, I eat healthier and all that other stuff.
You do, Michael?
Yeah. I sent you that. That five ingredient Trader Joe's thing. That was so good.
I'm gonna go pick up those ingredients this weekend. When
and
I
now that things. I now that I got that that food steamer, it's been great because like I use that to make the to heat up the Trader Joe's tamales, and that's oh my god, they're so much better when you steam them.
Have you tried the Trader Joe's little tacos?
No.
Those are really good.
Yeah, I need to.
I got the beef ones.
Yeah, I need to make a Trader Joe's.
Pretty
run tomorrow, probably. Oh, he is honking her hooters.
He's sexually assaulting her.
This kid is literally like young gone from psycho. Being some just like.
He's a young psycho.
Parents didn't see it and they just let him be a little nerd. See, this is what happens when you let him be a little nerd. Then he gets literally he pushes over
little
the edge.
Little nerds don't turn into psychos. You know who turns into psychos? People that get fucked up by their moms.
Right, and that's why the dad needed to take him out on a little guy's trip.
Oh, I could hear a little bit of her Australian accent.
When your parents come out.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That is the one thing. I know you said you didn't like Shane Gillis on that last one, but he has a bit about Australians.
I don't like him.
No, but his bit on Australians are so funny where he goes like this, where he's like, I went to Australia and it was like when you, I was wearing a bucket hat and like there was like a goth Australian.
That's why you like him, Michael, because he wears bucket hats.
He's talking about how like there's a goth Australian and he's like, hey, dude, I just got to tell you, you can't be goth and Australian. That accent, like everything you say is like, hilarious. And he's like, I mean, imagine there's like a, you're like working in the offices on 9/11. You have an Australian guy who's like, oh no, we got a plane coming in. Look out, there's another. And he's like, it would just be funny. And he's like, jumping out, he's like, no. Just the.
One of us found that amusing.
It's really funny. It's just the way, again, the fact that when they say no, there's like an R sound in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. Yeah, I don't know how these kids plan on getting out of this.
I mean, what's their end game here?
Right.
They just want to honk some hoots.
Well, also, like, they're ever going to convince her to not?
She's got to play along. She's got to play into them. Be like, oh, yeah, I always wanted to date you. Some people do that when they get in these situations.
Oh, right, yeah, they just like
lean
into it.
And then they end up living. You know, they don't get killed because they try.
Well, that's what they say. They say with like
one of the tips to play along.
Well, no, so. That's what they say is like if somebody's ever like trying to kidnap you, you always fight to not get in the car because they're like if you get in the car, you're if somebody's kidnapping you, they're probably going to kill you.
Doesn't everyone know that?
Right, they'll probably kill you.
I was going to say something and I forgot.
You're forgetting a lot of things. This kid is like creepy. Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, that's what it is. He's like roofying her.
Oh, did you know that in eye drops, there's like this ingredient that works just like roofies? And so people
maybe that's
can
why he,
take
that's
why large he, quantities. Someone just got in trouble for this. This guy, he put like emptied Visine into a girl's drink and she ended up dying.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Did you know that?
No, but that's maybe what this is. Because that's what he was doing. He was putting, it looked like eye drops in it.
It's called tetrahydrozoline. That's the ingredient that's in the eye drops that can incapacitate you.
This kid is squeaky as hell. He must be 12.
Oh. This article talks about Lana Sue Clayton was sentenced to 25 years in prison for voluntary manslaughter. The former Veterans Affairs nurse and South Carolina resident had pleaded guilty of putting Visine eye drops in her husband's drink.
Yikes.
She admitted to doing this deliberately and surreptitiously. Her husband
surreptitiously
ended up passing away after 3 days from Visine in his drink. It's snarly.
Yikes.
And then another, there was a guy that did it. Joshua Lee Hunsucker, a former paramedic in North Carolina. What's with it? What's with the Carolinas and the Visine drink drugs? Whatever. Who's been charged with first-degree murder. He allegedly used Visine eye drops to poison and eventually kill his wife, 32-year-old Stacy Robinson Hunsucker. Wow, what a creep. Apparently, her death had a sweetheart of an insurance payout, $250K.
Well, well, well.
And there we go.
They're going to kill this guy.
Just guys,
like they're going to kill this
hide
guy.
Hide your eye drops. Hide your keys. Hide your wife. Hide your eye drops. Okay?
That's crazy. I have eye drops at my house.
I have two bottles right there because my eyelashes sometimes make my eyes red. So I got to hydrate. Michael.
This camera angle again. This must have been like a really popular thing.
Yeah.
That where the camera moves at the same.
Yeah, I'd say that was that had a heyday. I remember it from movies.
It's kind of a cool look. I dig it.
Yeah, but this really does feel like a set. Her boyfriend's hot.
Yeah, really? He looks like he's got a real big head.
He's a babe. Looks like a holy Babasaurus Rex.
Balloon head.
Only he's.
It's like narrow shoulders.
Very much a child.
Giant head.
How's he supposed to be like 18?
He's gonna fucking knock this guy out now.
The kid's got a baseball bat, and he's gonna use it. Just like
that. The bat is obviously a piece of plastic. Look at the way he's holding it. It's way
now
too
he's
light.
He's gonna dance with the fucking baseball bat. Cause he's a young psycho. That's right.
It literally bent.
His voice when just he held cracked.
He's like weep. He sounds like a little guinea pig.
Oh my. Why does everyone go for that?
Oh, the face? God.
I thought it was in the eyeball.
Gross.
Bro, you can take him. What are you doing? Oh, shit. That bat did bend.
Yep.
I'm serious. I'll blow your fucking face off in 3, 2,
these
one.
Kids don't even have testicle hair, and look at what they're doing.
The balls are slowly dropping one at a time. Okay. Get on your knees.
Does that happen? Is that a thing?
That's part of why their voice drops and everything. Like
your balls drop when you're in puberty?
Yes.
So they are inside?
No,
and
no, no.
They
they're just
out.
Like, it's just a tight little second, then all of a sudden they just go, bloop.
What?
Yeah, they're not like a.
Does every guy remember when it happens?
No, it's just like a.
You don't remember.
I mean, it's all happening. It's like everything's like a slow process. I mean, there's nothing that's
it's
really
like gradually
like
over time you get saggy balls. I dated a guy with saggy balls.
There was this one guy.
Poor guy.
Funny enough,
he was referred to as a sad sack by one of my.
That's
friends.
Funny. My
he had no idea that that guy actually had saggy balls.
When I go visit,
true story.
When I go visit Wes, it was me, Wes, and this other dude.
You guys sag each other's balls.
We would, you know, we'd make, we just go out and hang out and whatnot. And this third guy, Chuck, he'd always, what did he always say?
Chuck.
He was always part of the,
Saggy Ball Club.
Yeah, it was some sort of like he always called it like some club. What it was, no joke. And what it was is he would always pull his like dick and balls out, and like he would just like sit there for as long as he could with them out and see how long it took you till you noticed. And he would laugh. But the thing was,
okay, Chuck, so he's a pervert.
Yeah, but Chuck would always. I probably shouldn't be saying his name, but Chuck would said it again. He would always like pull his balls out, but he like, I mean. They were just like, I mean, it was just like ball, like for days. It was all ball.
Old Chuck Long Balls.
Yeah, and I was just like, gee. Of course, Chuck was probably like one of the silent listeners that like knows. And I'm sorry, Chuck. You got long balls.
I want a picture of the long balls.
I mean, they're just, I mean, you know, those people, like, there's people that are like, they're like, the balls are so long. Like, yeah, man, you ever like, just like,
skate around on your balls?
Yeah, when you sit down, they like get squished under your leg. And I'm like, no. Because I also like, if I'm going to sit and like my balls are out, I definitely, you know, there's a way to sit to where they.
Is there, Michael?
There's a way to sit down. Yeah, you kind of back. So you push them forward. But apparently, apparently a bunch of people with long balls just sit haphazardly and they're just big old, you know, ding dong balls.
What the fuck? Do you ever take your balls and stretch them down and put them over your foot like a slipper?
No.
You ever slide around in your house in your ball shoes?
Wes used to do the old bubble gum. You ever see that trick? He'd like turn around. You just stretch it. No, you take the skin and you just pull just the skin through your finger. Here you go. He'd always go
gross.
He'd be like, hey man, you want some you want some gum? And you'd be like, okay. He's like, all right, I got a little bit. He goes. He's been chewed up a little and fell on the floor.
I'm going to barf.
And then you turn around.
I can feel it coming up my throat.
You turn around and you just have a big old skin flap. It looked like the chewiest of gum.
For real.
That's what Wes's ball skin looks like, chewed up gum.
Stop talking about her friend's body parts. Where's the boyfriend?
He's tied up next to her.
Oh.
I mean, it's definitely, I will say.
It's moving. He's calling her ex-boyfriend?
Yeah. First of all, that tape is already almost ripped. She can rip out of that.
She's got little bird arms, Michael. She can't do a lot. I don't understand why he's calling her ex. What did I miss? She's trying to bleed on the floor?
No, she's trying to cut the thing loose, but she cut herself.
Oh.
He's gonna notice.
Oh, he's gonna see all the blood on her hand. You cried when you told me about it. Remember when you were a little bitch and you cried over a hamster? What happened to that guy? He cracks one sock and he's never the same again. Oh great, he's killing animals. Told you he was a psychopath. Oh shit, he just pissed himself. He just pissed himself. Do you think he did it on purpose?
I'd 100%. 100%. The first thing that you do, somebody like kidnaps you, you just fucking, like, why wouldn't you just like piss the shit all over yourself? I mean, it's a defense thing.
I think they would barf.
Right. No, they would barf. And like, now they got to do something about it. Look at that.
Don't wait for him. Yeah. He's a man. He ain't worth it.
He's acting pretty just like chill for the fact that he had a pencil go through his cheek and he's going to have this like crazy scar now.
So he's kind of the dead weight of the talent.
The scarred up face. Why is she pretending?
What? Okay, so she took a sock and she mopped up the blood from her cut hand
but
and
he's
then
not gonna
put
notice,
it in her pocket.
Yeah, he's not going to notice that.
She has one sock on, one sock off. It's a lot of blood.
Not really.
For a hand.
First of all, go ahead, kid. Try and fire a gun like that. You fucking.
Where did the other creeper go?
He's just chilling on the couch.
Holy shit. Oh my god. That young psycho is a cuck.
No, he's a voyeur. It's different.
It's just coming off as real creepy when that little kid says nasty stuff.
Yeah, because he's a little kid.
It's really uncomfortable.
He's going to shoot himself in the face.
He keeps rubbing that damn gun
all with his finger
his
on the trigger.
Wouldn't that be funny if they just ended it like that? Oh, did he throw up? His voice cracks. It's so funny.
What the fuck? I love how he's mad that like...
His mom's going to kick his ass, but...
His mom's going to kick his ass for smoking weed.
Oh, it's
give me
only
a break.
Weed,
also,
you
this,
freaking
this...
wiener. A little weed won't hurt you.
Also, just pretend to inhale. This kid doesn't know. He's fucking 12.
Yeah, kids are dumb. Name that movie.
Bonnie's life story. Oh,
gross. Home Alone. The smoke came out of the hole in his face. When that little kid gets excited, his voice cracks. Ew. You're trying to set him up?
Yep. They're going to try and make it look like...
Because you murder people on weed? That's not a thing.
Again, like, how are they going to explain the hole in his face?
Oh, Michael. Did you see that thing that I sent you from TikTok?
Which one? Like, Bonnie, you sent me 4,000 things. And I actually reply to them, and you don't ever reply.
Amanda Bynes.
I know. And I said you should ask her for, you should request all the money that you'd sent her.
Did I say that on the podcast? That I gave her money?
Oops.
Is that last year?
Yeah.
I think that was last year. Yeah, yeah. I gave Amanda Bynes close to $200.
$200? And then she got mad. And then
she asked for more, and I said no, and then she blocked me on Twitter.
And then she got mad at you. She like yelled at you for...
Oh, yeah. She went off on me. She was DMing.
She's like, I've been working since I was like 15 years old or 12 years old or something.
I was like, you sure about that?
Yeah.
She got real pissed. True story, allegedly. But anyways, she has this fucking... So she's got this new podcast with this guy. And then I saw someone posted a TikTok yesterday that was like, yeah, I actually know the guy that's on Amanda's podcast. Oh, my God. That's like Home Alone, the paint can.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, actually, I know the guy that's on Amanda's podcast. And
you know him?
He's... psycho. No, this woman in the TikTok. She's like, yeah, he was like my roommate and he killed her dog and he was like a pathological liar and he stole from her or something. It was just like this crazy story. And she's like, that's Amanda Bynes' co-host on this podcast. She's like, he's been lying about being a scientist like all of his life. Like he's not even a scientist. Because Amanda announced one of her like videos, I think it was on Instagram, she made a video talking about her podcast with this guy and how he's like a scientist, a biologist, and he's so smart. And I'm just like, what are you guys going to talk about? What is this podcast going to be about? I haven't watched it yet. Who just showed up?
No, she finally.
Oh, she.
And now she took the gun.
Just shoot the kid.
He's going to blast this guy in the face.
Oh, did it bust his head off?
No, it looks like it definitely like blasted his face. Ew.
It's
like ketchup.
Yeah.
Show it.
Show it. Show it. Show it. His bloody stump.
Oh my God. Holy shit. His head just exploded.
I think they killed him.
This kid is getting real squeaky.
Why are you laughing?
Girl, just shoot him. You should only need one bullet. He's small.
Why would you drop the gun?
Because she can't shoot it. Oh, shit. He shot her? Oh, booby trap.
Oh, paintball gun. No, she was just like whiny. She was laying there. She's like, ee, ee.
She's trying to figure out what got her. Stab him in the eye with the fucking chair.
Like. Literally, yeah. Like, why do you still have this chair on you?
She broke they his keep, glasses.
No, they keep
this
like.
This is pretty action packed, I will say. Oh, now he's going to get shot. Oh, look, carolers. Nailed again.
Jesus. Oh, well. Do carolers exist anymore?
Yeah.
Do they?
I've seen those old-timey ones at the mall. Actually, I want to go to the Grove next week because they have like,
oh, geez.
In quotes, snow showers at the mall at like 7 and 9. They have like a snow show. I want to go check it out. Check it out.
So she fucking...
She dead?
I don't know.
She died?
Like, well, they smacked her in the back of the head. And then she looked like she went unconscious. This kid is, I mean, he's got crazy eyes.
Yeah, he does. Where's the babysitter? Oof.
Oh, it's like they're not stuck showing to his face.
Oh, she's wrapped up in Christmas lights. Just like that fucking woman that died in that documentary I was telling you about. No. Where she turns blue. What? Did I tell you this?
No.
You haven't seen this documentary?
No.
It's on HBO Max.
Uh-huh. What's it called?
It's called Love is One Something Mother God, and it's about a cult. Okay? This woman starts a cult. This woman who has like a series of like dysfunctional relationships where she's like abused by her partners. She ends up having two kids with this guy, and then she gets married to the final abuser. And then just like up and leaves one day. Uh-huh. She like has a birthday party and then she just pieces out. Leaves her kids, leaves everyone. Ends up in Colorado and then tells everyone that she's Mother God. Starts a cult. And like these people, they follow her. They believe everything she says. She ends up growing this cult.
Classic.
She ends up with these guys. Then she calls them Father God. And she has like several boyfriends and she's like banging everyone.
Of course.
She's like an alcoholic.
Is that not how it always goes with the cults drinks. Where all of a sudden they're like, do this. And they're like, this sounds great. And then one day they're like, what if we just like all bang?
She just has like cups of vodka and ice and wine like all day, oh, right?
Gross.
And it starts to get really, really bad to where like she's just, her body starts shutting down. So, like, I guess someone that was analyzing the video was like, she's got gout. She had a bad case of gout. But she, like, at one point couldn't walk. So, like, her guy had to carry her everywhere. She couldn't walk. And so they were really big on colloidal silver having healing properties. And they thought that colloidal silver was going to heal her. Because they apparently didn't put two and two together that she was an alcoholic and she was actively dying from alcoholism.
And
they didn't get that. And, and weren't going to take her to the hospital or anything.
Also, that's like alcohol contributes to like if you have gout.
Yeah.
It like
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Because
until I saw that TikTok.
No, I've known people that have had gout. And they're like, it basically, it sounds like gout is kind of just like heartburn of the foot.
They said it's really painful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, you literally cannot walk. It like, it's like an acidic buildup or something that's happening in your feet. But again, it's kind of like, that's why I say, like acid reflux from what I understand, where it's like, it literally, you just eat good and don't drink. And it helps, obviously. Like it's,
this woman was like, that's probably what she had. And then her liver started shutting down. She got to a point where she wasn't even talking. And they just kept giving her colloidal silver. And she was drinking so much of it. If you take so much of it, you turn blue and it's not reversible. So you stay permanently blue. So like there's a scene of her being pushed in a wheelchair in this hotel and she's blue. Like she's like gray blue. She looks like that chick from what's that movie that they spend a lot of money on.
Well, there's that one guy that turned blue. There's that one guy that turned blue for some other reason. I can't remember.
It's probably
what it was.
The same thing, maybe. Drinking colloidal silver.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah, he was drinking it for some reason.
And it's permanent.
Yeah, he looks like a blueberry.
So she turned blue and then she died and they were waiting for the spaceship to come take them away and they were like, we don't know where to take a body, so the spaceship came pick her up and take her. And so they just like schlep her from Oregon to back to Colorado, wrap her up in Christmas lights and a sleeping bag, put glitter on her eyes, and then put her in bed. And then the cops show up because someone, is that Gerardo?
Yeah.
That looked like Gerardo. Then the cops show up and you see this body cam footage of them going into her room and looking at her. And she just looks like, she looks like a blue salamander. Just like her like mummified remains.
It's so weird. Yeah. When you like,
they're just living in the house with her dead body, waiting for the aliens to come pick her up.
Dude, that shit is so fucking nuts.
It's so wild.
That shit is so fucking nuts.
She was telling them that Robin Williams was giving her messages, like he was on her Galactic Star team or something. Like they just like believed everything
so,
that she said.
It's so weird when you can just, I mean, it just goes to show like how impressionable people are when they're so desperate for direction in life, how easily they can be manipulated into stuff. And I feel like this, again, like if you watch all these things and you see just how easy it is to manipulate people.
I mean, generally, it can be easy to manipulate.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what like all those like mind readers,
like
all those mind
cults
readers
trying to, you know, indoctrinate people. There's like specific tactics that they use, but hers was just different because she wasn't like, I don't think she thought what she was doing was necessarily bad. She was just like delusional and an alcoholic.
Right.
So she wasn't employing these tactics, but like still she had like this charisma and everyone was like,
right.
Yeah, we're just like in this together, blah, blah, blah. Just like,
that's how all that shit always is. It's just so crazy how like that's what, man, what was this thing I just watched where like some
there's
guy,
so many cult docs out
well,
now.
Well, there's some guy was explaining like the mentalism stuff.
Oh, where, that's her ex-boyfriend that showed up.
Yeah. Explaining like mentalism. And he was like doing this thing about like getting an audience to draw something. Mm. He's like, you can't draw this or this. And he's doing this one thing. But the way it was like, he was like dropping all these hints to basically put just one image in everyone's head. So he's like, just draw a shape, any shape, except for these like three I told you not to draw. And then he goes, all right, now that everybody's done, everybody hold it up. Every person in the audience drew a star. And so he explained what he did. And he was like, it's because I did this, 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 and this, this, and this. And so like I was basically doing all these subtle hints in these plants and all this stuff to get your brain thinking. And then so that when it came to drawing a shape, this was the only thing that your brain could think of. I basically trained you to only think of this one thing.
Hmm.
And it's just crazy that like everyone always likes to think that they're like, wow, I'm different. I wouldn't fall for that shit. And it's like, but like, it's
that's
not
the
up to
human,
you. Like, right. It's not up to you.
That's the American way. We're so individualistic. We're unique.
Well,
no, snowflakes.
No, but it's like,
that just, is a
well,
very
it's a American,
American
thing, but at the same time,
belief.
it's also still like a lot of people, like as an individual with things like on that level, like you watch people in culture, like I'd never do that. And it's like, but under the right circumstances, you would, anyone would, because again, like it's just a matter of manipulate, like, you know, these, you know, people I never get, you know, take, but it's like, look at all these people we were talking about earlier that just get like suckered into like relationships that like they just can't get out of, and you know, time and time again. And you're like, just, you know, or just anything like that, you know? So
I missed that dialogue. What the hell were they talking about? He wants an autograph.
He wants him to write something. He's writing her a note.
This kid is so weird. He wants,
yeah.
Like, he wants to watch him screw, and then he wants the ex-boyfriend to write her a letter.
Why does every, literally every actor in this movie has blue eyes?
Blue-eyed devils.
Blue-eyed Australians.
Not that guy, does he?
He's got light-colored eyes.
He's like the poor man Zac Efron.
Yeah, I was thinking of seeing that Zac Efron movie that's coming out. Hey, Iron Claw.
Is that a hair action movie?
Oh shit, he's gonna hang this guy? Again, I wanna know what the end game is.
Oh. Okay, hung the ex-boyfriend. He's really choking. Alright.
I mean, dude, literally pull yourself, like, climb the climb the,
wow, the
what's it called? The swing.
Two people.
If this guy can just climb the swing, like grab the swing ropes and like
he's
pull yourself up.
He's not thinking of that, Michael. He's choking. He's dead. It's two dead bodies, Michael.
Is it? Look at that cat.
Two dead bodies.
Time out.
Where are his parents? What the hell did they go?
I don't understand what's going on. Like, I'm still like, I'm more intrigued about, there's no way that guy has that handwriting.
Yeah, that guy never wrote that.
A guy like that does not have that
it's
handwriting.
It's legible. That's how I know he didn't.
And
do
it's
it.
Very, it's very adult feminine.
I should get a PhD in trying to decipher my attorney's writing.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's real shitty sometimes. I love it. One of my attorneys will be like, "Can you do these edits real fast? Because this has to go like right now. It's like a rush." And I'm like,
"Jesus!
If you could just write legibly, I could get this done in no time." How about that?
He just killed his friend.
Told you he wasn't your best friend, loser.
Look what I love how they always like in movies make it seem like a shotgun would blow you like 10 feet across the room. Jesus.
Wow, that kid's ruthless. Blew his head off. That's three dead bodies, Michael.
Real voice squeaky. Goes up. Like, that was the one thing. So I feel like I got real lucky. Obviously, my voice didn't crack that much because it's clearly still high-pitched and shrill. It never really got low.
Michael, your voice is not high-pitched.
It's high-pitched and shrill, but like, when it did, it was like the most, of course, when you're in like high school and all that shit's happening, or late middle school, and it's, and you know, the teacher's like, oh, it's your turn to read. And you're like, and then I, and you're like, oh God.
Did that happen to you, Michael?
No, I was always scared it was going to happen to me because like everyone's ruthless, even though everyone has a squeak at some point like that. And I always like, when I heard that, I was like, oh, sweet. My voice is going to be like, one day it's just going to like drop. I thought like I was going to get like.
My voice is going to drop just like my newts.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where like, you know, when you're a kid, you see adults, you assume that you're going to be like. When I was in like third grade and you see eighth graders, you're like, oh my God, they practically look like adults. But then when I was in eighth grade, I was like, I still look like a fucking baby. Like, what's going on? Like, why am I not an adult look? What? I don't get it. And then, of course, when my voice like stopped squeaking, I was like, oh, so this is the voice I'm going to be stuck with forever. Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, it's just like this shrill
voice is not shrill.
It is just this high-pitched, airy, shrill voice. Every time I'd be at work, I'd be like, my work phone would call, and they'd be like, I'd like to speak to Mike. Excuse me, miss, could you put Mike on the phone?
Die? She's pretending to die.
Answer the question. Look at me. Oh, he's one of those. He's a masochist.
She's this is the time when she should stick out her tongue. You know how they did on all the bad movies? Yeah. Stick out their tongue.
Well, that's what happens at the end of Uncle Buck. You know, when he's listening to the daughter talk to the girlfriend about how he's great and all that stuff, and then she kicks the door and hits him and he goes flying across the room, he lands on the floor and he's like, wah. I miss John Candy. John Candy was so funny.
Yeah, he was.
He had a lot of good. You know, movie is underrated? Wagons East.
Never heard of it.
It's one of his last movies.
Oh.
And it is. It's actually really funny. I heard that he like didn't want to do it, but.
He killed her?
I guess so. Again, what's your end game, kid?
To kill everyone, apparently.
Is he going to kill his parents when they come home? He's going to go on the run? Oh, he's going to set the scene.
This kid's watched a lot of CSI.
So he's going to make it look like...
they all killed each other? In a weird sex, crack socks killing?
And that, like, this guy went around and is he's just dancing as he sets the crime scene?
Yep. That's what you do.
This kid is fucking psychotic. He's got a little tracker on his parents, so he knows where his parents are.
Oh. Wow, this so where's kid he, thought like, of everything. I don't understand. The spiders were his thing, too.
Wow. I don't understand. Like, what is his...
He's going to make it seem like they just all killed each other and he was
asleep. The hole in
his
cheek.
Ew. But he touched that pencil.
He knows about the trick that his mom does and he's trying to set it.
She puts a pencil on the door to
know if he comes out or not. So if the pencil's not on the door,
he's gonna have to.
Then she knows that he came out of his room. You're gonna have to cover your footprints, dog.
No screens on the windows.
No.
Watch his windows, probably. He just knocked over the roof decor.
Literally, he saw a little thing on his phone app that his parents were 500 feet away.
Here they are.
Is this movie going to be one of those movies where he gets away with it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's not in his room yet.
He is in his room now.
Oh, he is?
Oh, he's...
Wow, he made it.
She was talking about having sex with... putty, and she's like, I feel bloated. We don't want to have sex.
He's gonna put his retainer in. This freaking spaceship pajamas. So
he didn't hear somebody's face get blasted.
He did not. He's a heartbeat sound machine.
That was his friend made fun of him earlier as the fetus machine.
I think he got away with it.
Oh, damn.
Smart little bastard.
He had it all planned out.
Now the cops are here.
It's funny because the cops were wearing like noticeably like Australian.
Okay, now he seems too old for you to be doing that to him.
No.
She's like rocking him in her lap.
Yeah, because there's like a whole. Oh, he's pretending like he was like drugged or something.
This is really awkward.
Yeah.
Who's the girl? The girl.
No. It's going to be the cheat. Is it the girl?
Yep. Told you. Ha. Huh. Yeah, like duct tape's duct tape's going to keep your jugular blood in. I don't know. He didn't get away with it.
He's not going to get away with it.
She gonna live.
That's good,
I guess. He's gonna go to a little juvenile psycho prison.
Mm-hmm.
AKA
federal pound me in the ass prison.
Why does this sound like Bo Burnham singing?
It does sound like Bo Burnham singing. Yeah. It sounds like Bo Burnham like making a joke.
Yeah. Ironically singing. Uh-oh,
this kid knows that he is fucked.
Better kill his parents. Oh, that's it?
Yeah, I mean, that's how you end it. You just basically let everyone know. You let people know that we, like, this kid's not getting away with it. We don't need to know what happens.
You know what that means?
Sequel.
I think there's a sequel, probably.
Probably. At some point, maybe he escapes the...
I think clearly, I did like, he's see something.
A mental institution.
I think when I was Googling it, I did see something about second one.
Of course you did.
Michael, what did you think?
Not bad. I'd probably give it 3 out of 4 torques.
3 out of 4?
Yeah. The doorknobs bothered me.
That was the whole point.
It's still like a movie. The movie's only like hour 20. So it's nice and short. There's some parts that dragged a little where it was just like, all right, like, what are we doing? But for the most part, it was like a pretty good.
Well, it says here, Michael.
It wasn't as like it was like they did a few jump scares in the beginning. And then after that, then it just kind of turned into more of like a thriller, like suspense. Like,
yeah,
where is it going from here?
The suspense was good.
Right. Yeah. Because it had you guessing because like we kept saying, like, what is the end game here? Like, what is he going to do? Like, is he going to kill his parents? Or is he going to do whatever? But like. Because, like, the way that, like, he kills everyone, you're like, there's no way that, like, the idea of, like, framing them didn't seem like a possibility because it was
everything like was a murder so, suey.
Right, because everything was so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You know, that, like.
So random.
How do you.
The paint.
Right, yeah, like.
The
like,
hanging.
Right, like, so how do you get out of it? And so, he did a good job of, like, setting the scene, but then, yeah, he just didn't make sure that she was dead.
So this blurb says the potential for a better watch out sequel was literally spelled out for anyone willing to tackle it. However, we've yet to see any sort of progress on a sequel thus far. And this did come out in 2016.
It's almost 8 years old now.
Someone's better do a sequel. The director was Peckover.
Chris Peckover. I wonder if, they would do a sequel that would involve like the same characters or just like a. You know, like a Teen Wolf 2 type of thing where it's like his cousin or something.
Oh, he has
an... You know, like American Psycho.
Like American Psycho. He does have an Instagram. Oh, wait. Maybe not. It's disappeared.
What did you think about it, Bonnie?
I gave you my 2 cents. It was pretty good. The set was definitely a set.
Yeah.
But it just had the feel of like a good... Like a well-produced movie. Right,
like a well-thought-out like story.
Yeah.
Like, here's the story.
It had a good plot. It had good actors for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, considering they're Australian, too. And they weren't like, no.
So I guess let's give it a 3 out of 4 also.
No.
And I wish someone would finish what they started with the second one.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see what
like the second one. Like him breaking out of his prison or whatever and murdering everyone.
Yeah, like basically...
On Christmas.
Yeah, something like, or like New Year's.
Yeah.
Like a New Year's movie, you know what I mean? Like it kind of goes over and then
it like just it's goes years, through every it's holiday.
Like year, yeah, it's like years later and he breaks out. And,
then it's St. Patrick's Day.
And then it's his birthday.
Yeah. All right. Three out of four.
There you go. Not too bad.
Way better than the turd that we watched.
The only good thing about that one was that GIF.
The GIF.
Yeah. So, all right. Well.
All right. We'll be back next week.
Will we?
Yeah, because it's not Christmas yet.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, Christmas is the following Monday.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
What do you got to do?
Nothing.
Did you notice that there's guns in the...
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Uh-oh. He knows. You woke the beast.
Goodbye!
Why are you making that face, Charles? All right, next week. Bye.